Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus is on the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together on life's highway where we are truly on a divine journey. And for me, God is without question the light illuminating each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience. And we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose, fill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each week. The blending of our in-studio guests, their testimonies and/or their areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dreams. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared from week to week are always available online at blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, the letter U. On last week's installment of Motivational Mondays, we had the wonderful opportunity to have in studio with us the creator of DC Nova Marie Boutique, Nova Scott. We had an amazing and rich time, and we shared specifically around the topic of the birthing of a vision in the midst of. If you missed it, you want to go back and take a listen. On today's broadcast, it's time to shape up and win. I want to encourage you, our global listening audience, not to be among the over 65% of individuals who are unhappy in their careers or on their jobs. They're not pursuing their purpose. And this evening we are looking at pursuing our purpose, but specifically finding our niche. Finding our niche, because we've each been created for a purpose. Important to find, what is my niche? And so on our last installment of shaping up and getting into shape to win, we gave you four fundamental steps to discovering your purpose and staying on purpose. Today we are going to explore finding our niche. And I want you to understand that the flow for today's broadcast is Coach Adams will lay a foundation around our subject as we get into shape to win. Then at about halfway in our broadcast, we will open up our programming for you, our global listening audience, to participate. And we so encourage you to do so, at which time we would welcome you in for questions and comments around today's subject. This will lend to a more interactive environment and allow you to get the support that you need on your journey. Know that your resident coach is in session, and we want to make sure that when you leave each broadcast, that you are more equipped and empowered to fulfill your assignment. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in at that time. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take just a brief moment to invite someone to the show on this evening. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, send a gram, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. I want you to know we really appreciate your support with assisting and helping us to widen our reach and expanding our nets, our borders here on Motivational Monday. So thank you so much for your support in that area. Let's explore this subject of finding our niche. You know, when I think about finding your niche, a cute little story or movie, I should say more specifically, that was loosely based on the life of an individual comes to mind. And this particular movie was based loosely on the life of Joy Magnano. I hope I'm saying her last name correctly. The movie was called Joy. And Jennifer Lawrence played this role, and it was an Academy Award, and she received an Academy Award actually for Best Actress for her portrayal in the movie Joy. I bring that up because the story, again, was loosely based on the life of Joy, and Joy found a niche. She's an inventor, and one of her most noted inventions, and she has quite a few, but one of the most noted, and the movie Joy was based primarily around the birth of this miracle mop, this self-ringing mop. And so I bring this story to us as we're talking about finding our niche, because at the time there was nothing in the marketplace or on the market that would meet the needs that Joy, a single mom, found would be so helpful as it related to having to mop her floors, a self-ringing mop. And so she got to work on creating this mop. What's so interesting is that she literally found a niche. And in addition to finding a niche, she was a trailblazer in this area because many self-ringing mops have now come on the market or in the marketplace, but Joy was the individual that created that by simply finding a niche. I can share with you story after story after story around individuals who found a niche, and I want to encourage you today because so often we feel like the vision is too broad, it's too great, I can't do that. And we simply need to just have faith to step out and to do what has been given to us. And so with Joy, she had many successes and many failures along the way. But now many of us, I'm sure, in our homes, we have, if not the original miracle mop, self-ringing mop, we probably have something similar or like it in our closets today. It would not have been on the market, for example, miracle mop specifically, if Joy would not have stepped out and taken a risk to bring it to the marketplace. She had never created anything such as this self-ringing mop. But she had this design in mind, and it came from a concept of needing to wring out a mop, and if something broke on the floor, not getting the glass fragments in her hands and all of that, when she had to wring that mop, having a little girl who spills and different things just often happen. You know, I think that this is something that we should really consider exploring as it relates to our niche, because our niche, as we explore this term, is a place or position that's suitable or appropriate for a person or a thing. That person or that thing is us, the individual. Have you gotten such an idea that you thought, wow, I don't have the credentials for this. Wow, I can't do this. But yet you could see how it would bring value to the marketplace? That's such a thought to really process around. Because I am one that is a firm believer that God being the governor of my life, the CEO of my life, that he would never give any of us something that we were not able to fulfill it, or that there would be individuals around us that would be able to join with us and to be able to fill this particular void or this need. And so if you're sitting there thinking, I have this great big idea, and I don't exactly know how to bring it to the marketplace, I want to encourage you to simply step out. And I'm asking the question today, is there something in you, a need in others, something in you that would be such a niche that you can see that others would be able to benefit from it? Maybe it's writing a book. Maybe you've gone through such an ordeal, and through this ordeal, you have a story to tell. Just the other day, I was speaking with someone, and she was sharing with me this horrific story of what she had to go through health-wise, specifically as it relates to women's issues, and she's writing a book, a kind of a self-story, reflective story around her circumstances, but she's bringing with that all of this wisdom and research that she had to live through that without question is going to meet a specific niche in the marketplace. You know, as I was sharing with her, I told her, I said, wow, I know someone that went through what you're sharing with me, and I'm sure that if you had the book on the market, she would have been so grateful for the wisdom that you have to share. Now, she has the charge to complete this book, and she's in the process of finalizing this work, but she had to be willing to take what is such an isolated or appears to be an isolated situation that now has created such a story in her and be willing to bring it to the marketplace, understanding that it's going to reach a specific niche. And it's going to reach a specific niche that she cannot get to those different corners of the world that a book can go, but she has to sit down and write it and get it published for it to be released. That brings us back to our story around Joy and the Miracle Mop. She had to bring that invention to the marketplace. I want to mention another individual to you. Again, we are talking about it. I'm just laying the foundation right now as I'm sharing different stories because I want you to sit where you are and have some aha moments. Because each of the individuals that I'm sharing with you, they had to be willing to be a trailblazer in their particular area doing something that they had never done before. But yet there was a niche. They saw they had an idea or they had a story that connects with a specific, unique niche in the marketplace. Another individual that I heard her story recently, Sarah Blakely. Now, Sarah Blakely, many of you may have her wares in your laundry drawer, in your lingerie drawer, or your undies drawer. Sarah Blakely is the creator of Spanx. Now, listen to this, how Spanx came about. Many women, you and I know several of them actually, needed support. And so you would take pantyhose and you would cut off the feet of the pantyhose to give yourself that added support when wearing certain style of pants or skirts or whatever the case may be. You needed that added support. And there was nothing on the in the marketplace that could fill that niche for you prior to. Well, see, the thing about this with Sarah, that is one of the very things that she found. And what gave her the fire to move forward, from what I understand, is that she was watching the Oprah Winfrey Show prior to Spanx coming on the marketplace. And she got a glimpse of the fact that Oprah mentioned that she had to cut the feet out of her stockings to give herself this added support. And at the time, Sarah Blakely had already came up with the concept and idea. She was in the process of bringing it to the marketplace. And that was the very confirmation that Sarah needed, that, wow, this is a niche, that if I can just bring this item to the marketplace, many women, not just me, but there are many women that need this particular item in the market because ladies are trying to create it and it's not there. Now, I've shared with you just a few stories. You can Google and do your own research. I could go on and on. But it's important for us to understand that we can't be afraid of whatever our individual unique niche is. Because, again, our niche, as we explore this term, is that place or position that's suitable and appropriate for a person or a thing. When we're talking about suitable, we're talking about it being appropriate and fitting and becoming. Now, individually, we're talking about it being becoming to me or you. My specific niche, Coach Adams, as a coach, is purpose. I am on fire and passionate about each individual that I encounter, making that connection with their purpose, with their assignment, the reason why they were created. I don't want to do anyone else's assignment other than mine. I want to simply do the assignment that I, Coach Shania Marie Adams, was created to do and fill that specific niche that was designed for me. Meaning it was designed for me because it's the reason why God placed me on this planet. And you know Coach Adams loves to be the one to give you little acronyms. You know, I've been coined as here on Motivational Mondays as the acronym queen. Didn't even know that that was something that I could see, but I love doing it. I love being able to take a specific word and giving a greater fullness to that word based on the subject. And so, of course, today's word is niche. And if you're tuning in to Motivational Mondays today, you've joined Coach Adams here on Inspired Media for You, and we're talking about finding our niche. We're building on our last shape-up installment around the foundations and fundamental steps of discovering your purpose, because that is my passion. That is my niche, assisting individuals in making that connection with the reason why they were placed on this planet. And so I do that as a coach, as a master motivator, as one who inspires and empowers others. And it brings me great joy. If I can assist just one of our listeners listening in to get on that pathway with their purpose, you would definitely make my heart sing. That means I've fulfilled my assignment. And so as we continue on this journey around finding your individual niche, the stories that I was sharing with you, the stories of the joys, the stories of the joys and Magic Mop, the stories of the Sarah Blakely's and Spank, the stories that you may even know of those individuals that did something for the first time, I want to encourage you not to be afraid of that vision that God has on the inside of you. And I'm saying don't be afraid of it, because do you know how wonderfully special it is for God to give you such a big idea that he wants to use you as a vessel to bring it forth? It is clear if you don't remember the individual's name that created Magic Mop, you at some stage will pick up a mop or Magic Mop itself or a mop that looks like Magic Mop in the marketplace because of Joy not being afraid against all odds to bring her vision forth. The same is true for Sarah Blakely. Many of us wear Spanx. I know the celebrities, boy, when Spanx came on the market, the celebrities were really, I mean, they were Spanxing it up. And here this lady just found a niche. She found a need and did what she needed to do to take that idea, that vision, and to fight to birth it. Last week when we had the beautiful Nova Scott on Motivational Mondays, we were talking about birthing a vision in the midst of. And this in the midst of was in the midst of being a mother, in the midst of being a wife, in the midst of being a worship leader, in the midst of being a business owner, in the midst of being all of these various things, still birthing, still doing and fulfilling the assignment that she was called to. And so now the launch of DC Nova Marie Boutique is going to be available in the marketplace. The actual launch is this week. But she, as well, shared with us, Nova Scott, that she found a niche. She shared that I didn't have experience in clothing design. I knew what looked good. I knew what I wanted to see in the marketplace, and I knew it wasn't there for me. So I began to step out and do research. And now I'm simply bringing what I like to see in the marketplace. And yet there's another story that we can share on finding your niche. And so I want to encourage you, whatever your niche is, don't be afraid of it. Because your niche, as some would say, your niche is something that is truly needed. The N is needed. It's something that is needed in the marketplace. Miracle Mop, Spank, DC Nova Marie Boutique, Coach Adams, whatever it is, it's something that's needed in the marketplace. Your niche. Different than my niche. but it's something that is needed. You are, in essence, the answer to someone's prayers. I have to tell you, I don't necessarily light them up, but I appreciate Joy for bringing a self-ringing mop so my hands, when I choose to mop, don't have to get all icky and nasty with the dirty, yucky water. I just turn the little thingy, Bobby, and it rings it for me. I'm appreciating it. Didn't know I needed it, but it's in the marketplace, and wow, I really appreciate it. I appreciate space. Didn't know I needed them. I wasn't one that was cutting off the bottom of my stocking to give greater support. I didn't necessarily need it at the time prior to space being created, and so I didn't know that I needed it. But wow, I can appreciate it being in the marketplace. So know that whatever your assignment is, it is needed. And you are, in essence, an answer to someone's prayer. But if you don't bring what it is that's in you, your specific assignment out, if you don't birth that, the need is not going to get met. So don't ever think that it's too broad, too great, too much. Know that there is a need, and what an honor that God would give that assignment to you, and this assignment that he would place in you, this unique assignment, would fulfill the need of others. It's something that is needed. As we move on in this exploration of our niche, N is for needed, I is inspires others. There's something that you have that is designed to inspire others. It'll inspire them because it meets a need and it touches their lives based on that need. How many of you are out there, and this is not a woman's only show today, but boy, do you appreciate Sphinx. Come on now. Come on now. Keeps everything all together. Takes away the little jiggle wiggle. And so you can appreciate. It inspires you because now when you're in your garment, when you know that you have on the right undergarment, you feel better about yourself. It met a need, and it's inspiring in the fact that it met that need. Your niche, not only does it meet a specific need in the marketplace, but your niche inspires others, and your niche, the C, it reveals your calling. It is your calling. It is your assignment. It is what you were designed to do. It is something so very specific that is suitable for you. It's becoming to you because it is who you are. It's a part of the very fabric of how you've been created and designed because God placed it in you. Now, I may not be as on fire and passionate about creating a miracle mop. I'm not an inventor, but yet that met the need of Joy. Again, she has invented a number of other things. She is on HSN, Home Shopping Network, I mean, just on and on, but all of that came from, and she was in dire straits about to lose her home and all of that. And so I want to encourage you, maybe you're at your wit's end and you're thinking, oh, if this doesn't happen. But no, if you persist, if you don't give up, if you press through the adversity, when you're able to bring whatever it is, it may be a service. Maybe it's not an actual invention or product, but maybe it's a service that you bring into the marketplace. Maybe it's not a book. Maybe it's a movie. Whatever it is, it's going to fill a need, it's going to inspire others, and it connects with your calling, with your assignment. In addition to that, we have the N, need, it's needed. The I, inspires others. The C, it connects with your calling. The H is your heart. You know, whenever Coach Adams talks about heart, she's not speaking about the muscle that's pumping blood through your system, but rather your passion base. And so when I'm talking about heart, it always comes back to your passion. What are you passionate about? That strong, compelling emotion on the inside of you. You know, I was sharing a story this weekend, a speaking engagement that I had, and we were so tickled because I was sharing this story around my discovery of my purpose and specifically the coach and the speaker. And I was sharing that I have a background in real estate, and I was in the home of this couple who was looking to refinance their home, and I was doing refinancing at the time. I was a refinance specialist. And we laughed about this cute little story because I remember so clearly, like it happened yesterday, and now it's been, wow, over 20 years ago. I know it's hard to believe because I'm 35 again, but yes, it's been over 20 years, this little story. And it stands out to me because it was such a marker on my journey of purpose and discovering my assignment and why I was placed on the planet. And I was there to get this application for this couple to support them in refinancing their loan. And I remember in the midst of doing the application, apparently, unknowingly, because I didn't have a title for it at the time, I was in real estate finance. Apparently, I was coaching them, and I remember the wife saying, Shania, wow, we really appreciate that you care so much about our lives. You know, we're just trying to get this refinanced. And what's tickling about that story is, in essence, now I can see that they were saying, you're trying to coach us. We didn't hire a coach. We're just trying to get this loan. I hope you were tracking with me in that story, and you can see the humor in it. So, because that is my passion, that is my heart, to assist individuals in finding their purpose, even when I didn't have a title for it, I was doing it because it was how I, Coach Adams, was created. And so whatever it is that you have such a burden on your heart, there's such a passion for a specific area. Maybe it's women, maybe it's girls, maybe it's young men, maybe it's empowering individuals financially, maybe it's helping them to align and gain wealth, maybe it's helping them to prepare for their future financially, whatever it is. Maybe it's interior design. You're passionate about it. You, somebody can just put you in the space, and boy, you get to go in, and automatically you design that space, and it's hot trot. But somebody else didn't see with their eyes what you saw because that's not their heart. It's not their passion. It's not their calling. But yet that's a niche for you. So I want to encourage you to understand that your niche is something that is needed. Your niche, because it is needed, it's going to inspire others. How encouraging is that? To know that if I find my niche, that need in the marketplace, that it will inspire others, that it connects with your calling, that it speaks to your heart, the passion of your heart. And lastly, with this acronym of niche, it connects with your experiences. There are experiences, there's a journey of life that you've had, there are different roads that you have traveled that others have not traveled. And because of your experiences, all of this together comes together and makes a connection that really taps into this niche for you. Coach Adams' niche is different than your niche, but we each have a niche. And we each have a niche. Why? Because we each have a specific assignment. We each have a specific reason why we were created. And so I want you to search out, if you don't already know, what is my niche? And understand that it's never too late. You know, life is about seasons, and seasons change, and we cycle through different levels of assignment and purpose. But as long as we have breath in our body, as long as we are still here on this earth, there is a work that we have yet to complete. We have no control over our start date, our eyes. We have no control over our sunset, our end date. What we are in control of is that dash, the life, the things that we do in between. What are you doing with that dash? A part of your assignment is to find your niche, to connect with your purpose, so that your life now has a greater meaning and you're bringing something of value to this earth realm. Something of value. Again, it may be a service, it may be a book, it may be a product, it may be an invention. It can be anything. It's your assignment. Maybe it's being a mom, maybe it's being a dad, whatever it is, find your unique niche. As I take a moment to pause, because I anticipate that something that has been shared in this time that we have laid this foundation of finding your niche has in some way connected with you. And so I want you to know that this is the time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. And I want to say to you, as the youth would say, don't be scared. Feel free to interact and engage. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. That lets our team know that you have a question or a comment, and we'll, of course, welcome you in. Maybe you're on the computer, you're on your iPad, you're on your tablet, laptop, desktop. You would definitely need to dial in, and you would dial 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. And again, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Now, don't be shy. Your resident coach is in session. And I would tell you, wow, I wouldn't go into the bank and need to make a withdrawal and not do what I needed to do to make that connection. This time is for you. So don't be shy. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Meanwhile, we're going to continue in this discussion around finding your niche, which, of course, ultimately finding your niche speaks to you making that very connection with your purpose. And, you know, I must say that your creator has designed you to be successful. No mother or father have a child and they say, oh, I don't want them to be successful. You know, I'm going to do everything that I can to set them up to fail. Even if that child was wanted or unwanted, they still want the very best for that child. And I share that because your creator wants the very best for you. But there is an adversary, and that adversary wants to discourage you. And so in life, we deal with constant attack and weapons being formed. But the key of understanding and to know is that those weapons that are being formed will not prosper. And that each and every thing that we process through, God in his infinite wisdom is going to use every situation. We may not understand it. We may not understand it at the time in which it happened. But all things truly are working together and serve a purpose. You know, I've been sharing an illustration that I think is so key as it relates to purpose that anyone, you may have one sitting right near you at this very moment, that a bottle of water, for example, there are three primary elements of this bottle of water. You have the bottle that houses the water, the container. You have the water on the inside that's designed to nourish our bodies and to hydrate us. And then you have the lid, the cap, that's designed to give you the freedom to sip as you will, to open and close, but it's designed to keep the water that's in the bottle until it's all used contained. And so all three of them together serve a purpose. Individually, they serve a purpose, and collectively, they serve a purpose. And I want to encourage you that whatever it is that God has placed in you, it serves a purpose, and your purpose may connect with someone else's purpose. But until you move in the direction of that and find your niche, find what's needed in the marketplace, what is needed that will inspire others, and just you bringing it to the marketplace will inspire others because it meets a need. It is an answer to someone's prayers. You may not understand it. You may think, oh, it's just for me. Like Sarah Blakely, as I shared earlier with Spanx, she would have thought, oh, this is just for me. Nobody else needs this. And then here she saw Oprah Winfrey, who cut off the pantyhose to give herself more support. And I believe Oprah was obviously speaking of that openly, and that's why she knew of that. And that was like the confirmation of, wow, this is something that's needed. And I'm sure Oprah has plenty of Spanx in her wardrobe. That our niche, what's needed, what inspires others, connects with our calling. Connects with that very reason why we were placed on the planet. That very reason why we were created. And I want to encourage you to be the unique original that you were created to be. So often, we are trying to be a copy of other people. No, no, no. Be you. And I tell you, even Coach Adams had to embrace the different facets of her own personality. When God began to develop the speaker in me and the coach and, you know, standing before individuals and groups and audiences and what have you, I had to grow comfortable in some of those areas of my personality that made me feel uncomfortable. Like at times, Coach Adams can be a bit quirky. I had to embrace that. I had to be okay with that. Some love it, some hate it, but it's who I am. And I won't apologize for it. And I say that to you, that you, as a part of your niche, is being the unique you, the original that you were created to be. Don't try to be like someone else. Just be you. You know, it's been stated that Whitney Houston felt inferior to Mariah Carey's gift and was trying to be more like her as it related to the range and the gifting, and she had her own gifting. And because she was fighting to compete with someone else and not okay with just being who she was designed to be, there was an inward battle. There was turmoil going on the inside. Many of you are dealing with the same thing. You're struggling on the inside because you're trying to be someone else. Don't try to be a square peg fighting to fit into a round hole, that space it wasn't designed for. Simply be the unique you, the individual that you were created to be, and all of the various layers of who makes you, you. And there will be people that will appreciate you for just being you. Some will not, but you can't please everyone. And so a part of embracing our niche is embracing our uniqueness and being okay with how we've been designed, all of which is perfect in God's eyes. And he's all that really matters, and we just simply need to embrace it. Yes, you may enhance certain areas of it, you know, enhance the hair, enhance the outer shell with certain attire and what have you. But in all of that, the key is to still be you. Again, this is the time in our programming here on Motivational Mondays, and we thank you for tuning in. We are talking about and exploring finding our niche, this special place and position that's suitable and appropriate for us. That is that place that is truly becoming of us. Because the thing about it is that when you are and can learn to be who you've been created to be, there's something attractive about that. People are drawn to you because you are being genuinely you. And so as we continue this journey around exploring our niche, we want you to know Coach Adams would love to hear a question or comment from you. Don't be shy. The virtual boardroom, as I often call it, is open. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're on the computer, you have to dial in. And the dial-in number, if you're sitting at the computer, is 516-453-9374. 453-9374. Area code 516-453-9374. Your resident empowerment coach is in session, and guess what? To remind you, our global listening audience, that I coach and you win. Every time I hear it, I get happy because that's who I am and that's what I do and I love to do it. That is my niche. What is your niche? We want to hear from you. Press 1 phone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. As we continue in this topic of finding your niche, I want to challenge you, how do you find your niche? You really connect with this piece that we spoke about, that is our H, and that is your heart, because it is within your passion that you will tap into your purpose. And so this is where you will find your niche, by really understanding what am I passionate about? What do I enjoy doing, getting paid or not? I love doing it because it is simply who I am. It's the very fabric of my being. It's my DNA. It's how I was created. And again, as we said earlier, the Creator has designed you for success. Oftentimes, we are not experiencing that success in our lives. Why? Because we have not made the connection with our niche. We are doing good things, but we're not fulfilling the assignment that God created us for, that He placed us on this planet for. And that is key, that you must tap into your passion. You must take the opportunity to discover, what am I passionate about? Because this is going to support you in this unearthing of your niche. So that passion base is key. What is your heart? Everyone has a heart for some different areas. Some may have a heart for example, patient advocacy. I don't have a heart for patient advocacy. I mean, if I had to deal with being an advocate for someone I loved, as I did with my dad, I would, but it's not my heart. Some have a passion for young boys. I don't necessarily have a passion for young boys. However, as a part of my service, I support youth and train youth, and I love them, and I'm happy to be able to serve in that capacity. But it's not like I have this burning passion heart for young men specifically. Someone else does, though. Someone has a burning desire for young girls. Maybe you are one who is a mom and you've had several girls and you're passionate about it because of what your experience is. For example, I'm so passionate about purpose, and my life's work, a part of that is assisting individuals in unearthing, finding their pathway, helping to set them on their journey because of my journey. So it made a difference. The experiences of that made a difference for me on my journey. And so whatever your niche is, it's about making that connection. But that connection is going to happen because of that passion on the inside, which is that strong, compelling emotion. And so what is that strong, compelling emotion that is on the inside of you? And I ask that question, and I put that phrasing out there in such a way because when we understand this very process of my passion, it really unlocks the door for us, because when we examine passion, passion is this powerful or compelling, strong emotion that I shared before. And with that said, when we're looking at passion, this is something that we've determined and established is compelling. And our lives should be lives that are lived with passion, on purpose. And when something is compelling, it becomes overpowering. It becomes powerful, and it has an irresistible effect. And you may be thinking, well, I'm not affecting anybody. And it may be because you haven't tapped into your passion. Because when you tap into your passion, there's something that happens. It becomes contagious. I remember in my coaching practice, wow, it's so funny. I had this group coaching session because, as many as you know, Coach Adams has a series called Shape Up, 4 Hours of Power. And so twice a year, we host a 4 Hours of Power workshop. The next workshop, save the date, mark your calendar. Advanced registration is currently available, July the 23rd. And a part of my full circle of empowerment as an extension of the Shape Up workshop, I have a Shape Up Winter Circle check-in, which is a group coaching session. And not in the session that I'm in currently, but in my previous session, I had an individual that was a part of that session, And every time she opened her mouth, boy, she had such a passion for youth. It was so contagious and infectious. But you knew what her passion was. And you get her going on that, and she was starting a nonprofit in that area. You get her going, and she, it just became attractive. You were like, what can I do? It was irresistible. And that's what we're talking about, that within your niche, there's such a base of passion around your heart for whatever that niche is, and when you tap into it, it becomes irresistible. It's alluring when you tap into whatever that passion base is, and it's attractive and it's enticing. It starts to draw others into you when you share your heart around your niche, this niche being that need that we discussed, something that is needed, this niche being something that inspires others and inspires them because it's like, wow, my need has been met. I've been praying for this, and here it is. It connects with your calling, the very reason why you were created and placed on the planet. And again, we're talking about in this moment that it is your passion. It's your heart. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, because life should be lived with passion. And if you're moving through life and you don't have any passion, you may want to step back and say, well, am I operating based on my niche? Because when something is, quote unquote, fueling your passion, as we said, it's an irresistible attraction, it's alluring, it's enticing, it inspires and incites hope or desire. And that is something that begins, you begin to build on that, and it leads us to that very place of purpose. Because our purpose is that hope. And our hope is an expectation associated with our purpose. And so understanding that you've been created for a purpose, your life should be lived with great passion. You weren't created to just live a humdrum, dull life. It's meant to be flavorful and full of layers and vibrancy, but we have to make that connection. Wowzer, it's so hard to believe that an hour of power has already flown by. I want to share with you our global listening audience, and I thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays here on Inspired Media for You with yours truly, Coach Adams, your master motivator, your resident empowerment coach. As a special offering to you, our global listening audience, we have established a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum so that we can continue the dialogue. Maybe you were a little timid and shy and you didn't want to come on the airwaves live. I understand. I get it. It's been stated that people would rather die a painful death by fire than to speak publicly. I get it. That was me before I answered the call. So know that we have our Motivational Mondays forum for you to continue the dialogue, to ask questions, to share with us. Show ideas that you would like to see discussed. We appreciate you tuning in to today's installment of Motivational Mondays, and I want to stay connected with you. If you're not already a part of Coach Adams' network, please visit my website and add yourself to my database so you can stay in the loop of happenings, coachadams.com, coachadams.com. In addition, as I shared, now is the time to get your advance tickets for the next 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. Be one of the first 15 people to register in advance, and you will win a free half an hour coaching session, a one-on-one coaching session with Coach Adams. Tickets are available. If you want additional information, you can connect through my website and or you may call 310-289-2101 310-289-2101. Next week on our broadcast, we will continue the richness in our Shape Up series. You don't want to miss it. Tell a friend, stay connected, and continue to tune in. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach, you win, one who inspires.